when I ask someone their image of America, I'm not asking a question about America. I'm asking a question of what they think. I'm asking about their ideas. So if you want to get to their ideas, you have to figure out what makes them tick. So people think when you talk about the image of America, you're talking about the United States and what it does and what it is. And it's, to some degree, you are. But also you're talking about what makes them react to it, how their mind works. People have hundreds of thousands of images of the United States, and I discuss quite a few of them in American Avatar. But the ones that are not only most common, but most important, are ones relating to personal opportunity, individuality, the chance to make something of yourself, whether it's social opportunity or economic opportunity, and then the hundreds of years old images of democracy and freedom and liberty, and then also images of power, arrogance, images of self-interest, some images that aren't so pretty. I think people will be most surprised in reading American Avatar to see that in terms of American policy, in terms of persuading people around the world to have positive imagery of the U.S., the people who are the greatest challenge for us are not those who start out negative about the U.S. It's those who start out as our closest friends, because the people whose views are most volatile and, in a sense, most firmly emotionally held are those who start off with a high opinion and are then disappointed, or those who expect to be able to partake in what's America and feel that they get excluded. So, in a sense, the people who start out as our closest friends can end up as our most bitter enemies. I want them to get out of American Avatar a sense, of course, as I said, of how other people's minds work, but also I want them for themselves, for the reader, to get a habit, a new habit maybe for some of them, of not just asking whether somebody else's opinion is right or wrong, or whether they agree with it or not, but ask themselves first how somebody got to that idea. What made them think that, even if they are wrong, or even if their opinion's something you don't agree with? Because if you want to persuade somebody of something, you have to understand why they're saying what they're saying before you even go about dealing with it.